Well, is there anything we neglected to ask you that was very important?
Yeah, we came up with all these. Yeah, we came up with all these great questions, and it's like, well, we can't really act like we can remember everything.
Well, you know, you didn't ask. I sort of expect maybe you don't care, but you know, a lot of people have asked me about this whole gay liberation thing, and you know, being married twice to a woman and all that. You know, I mean, I'll be glad to talk about it if you want me to talk about it. I mean, it's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess women's liberation was the first tidal wave, you know, mm-hmm. that came through. And it came through the bird, just like it did everything. And really upset and disrupted everything in a very, very good, positive way.
Yeah.
And people's lives were changed. The men had to reevaluate where they were coming from. A lot of things that were just so natural.
Been raised in.
Well, just fixing the coffee and, yeah. and all that, you know, that stuff that seems so silly now was just so normal then. Mm-hmm. And it permeated the movement, you know. And the bird had its struggles, you know, some very sharp, mm-hmm. where women started refusing to do those things and taking on the other tasks of, you know, editing and writing and, you know, taking responsibility for the paper and stuff. And that mm-hmm. was how it had an effect on me, like it did all the men. Gay liberation came after that. And it was from the bar in New York where gay people,
Stonewall,
you know, they had their rebellion against the police, and that was the first time.
I was trying to look for a name. Smith. One of the therapists that I talk with, she helped run the crisis center back then.
Oh, really?
One of her big friends was something Smith, and I can't think of his name, Jim Smith, that was, she says he was one of the first gay lib people and wrote for the bird. I was just wondering.
Bill Cutler was one of the few. He was one of the first active gay liberationists. And the reason I mentioned that story about the paragraph that was cut from my second article, I had a reason for that. That was to show that it didn't just come with the gay liberation movement. I have paragraphs, I have articles dealing with the oppression of homosexuals in my writing for you know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a lot, just here and there, but I just mean I always paid attention to it.
Uh-huh.
and brought out points when I, you know, knew. But the gay liberation movement, yeah, began with the Stonewall Rebellion. And at one point there was a gay manifesto that someone named Carl Whitman wrote from Chicago, a Chicago Seed or something. That went out through Liberation News Service, and we printed it in the Bird. The thing I would say about that, and in terms of even some of the things that I wrote in that period, we used terms like gay liberation. I mean, everything, all the movements, the social movements, were sort of influenced and patterned on national liberation struggles
yeah.
that were going on in the world and in the U.S. And so everything was, there was always a liberation front. You know, there was a women's liberation movement, there was a gay liberation front, you know. Everything was put in those terms, and a lot of it I don't uphold anymore. A lot of it is what we call now identity politics. And that's where you base your politics on whatever you happen to be, and you see everything through that. Like if you're a woman, everything is seen in terms of your being a woman. If you're gay, everything is seen in terms of your being gay. And so liberation of mankind or humankind is sort of a coalition of all those different groups. Well, that's sort of the way it was in the 60s. I don't think that works, and I don't hold to that anymore. Now I think whatever you are, whoever you are, every single person who wants to change society has to change society for everybody that's oppressed. A man has to fight against women's oppression as much as any woman.
Yeah.
Straight people have to fight against homosexual oppression. Gay people have to fight against any other oppression as hard as they would fight against their own. And you don't look at things strictly through the filter of that identity of who you are yourself. Because frankly, as long as you're doing that, there's still a big element of what's in it for me. And I think that's the ideology of the enemy. What's in it for me. Look out for number one. I mean, it's just your basic capitalist principle.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen where it leads.